Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Every game, every interview, every take, 105.7, the voice of the fan.
Vinny and Haney back here on 105.7 The Fan, Cordell Woodland in place of the Bobster, here with Vinny Serrato, Quick Draw McGraw on this featured artist Friday. We got The Clash. We're playing it for you all the way up until 2 o'clock right here on The Fan. Joining us now via the Ashley Furniture guest hotline, we got Tony Pauline from Pro Football Network. What's going on, Tony?
Oh, a little bit tired. Got in from practice last night at 2 a.m. That was after 6 days of Shrine and senior practice, but it's all good.
Go ahead, Vinny.
Tony, who really helped themselves at the Senior Bowl?
I think if there was one guy, well, there were a couple guys. DeJuan Jones was terrific the first day of practice at Senior Bowl. I mean, the right tackle from Ohio State.
Yeah, I saw it on TV. He was throwing people around.
Yeah, well, it's not so much because he was throwing people around. It was because what happened was he was great in pass protection.
Yes,
and,
that's
and
what
his
I saw.
Footwork was outstanding, and we knew that he was a big mauler that could drive people off the ball. But when he showed the ability to slide out laterally and cover a lot of area, people were blown away. He must have been blown away because he practiced one day and went home. He didn't go home. He just kind of word is he faked injury and he wasn't there the rest of the week because he helped himself so much. So that was one guy. Another one who I absolutely loved was Adetomiwa Adewari, better known as Tommy from Northwestern, the defensive lineman.
Uh-huh.
I mean, here's a guy was known as a good athlete, 270 pounds, checked in at 284 pounds, and he was unstoppable. I mean, he was driving people off the ball. He helped himself at least two or three rounds. With his ability to pass rush, to bull rush guys, pass rushing, quick athleticism. I think those two guys really helped themselves more than anyone else.
Now, Tony, what about, what was it, you know, you've been going there a lot. Was it a good year for talent at the Senior Bowl this year?
It was a very down year compared to previous years. I mean, we were sitting around thinking how many first rounders are going to come out of the Senior Bowl.
Wow.
And we could not name a single first-round player that we saw the past 3 years. I think the Senior Bowl talent was down compared to prior years, while the Shrine game was probably a little bit better than it has been in past years.
Now, what about the receiving core?
I mean, it was good. It wasn't spectacular. I think Nathaniel Tank Dell out of Houston, who was a small guy, mm-hmm. barely, he's 163 pounds, 5'8 and a half, but he could not be covered. I mean, he was amazingly quick. He was just blowing people away with his route running, with double moves. And when he got into open space, he had a burst. And it was a matter of, could the quarterbacks, who were terrible at the Senior Bowl, hit him with the pass or at least put the pass in his catching radius so he could come away with the grab? As I said on Twitter, I mean, Tank Dell was just, no one could cover him. He was outstanding. Jaden Reed of Michigan State had two outstanding
mm-hmm.
practices.
Yep.
Again, good route runner. He caught the ball very well. I thought Michael Wilson of Stanford struggled catching the ball yesterday, which was unusual for him. But again, a guy who ran outstanding routes and was really tough to cover. If you were looking for a bigger receiver, Jonathan Mingo, sort of in that A.J. Brown mold, 6'1 and a half, 226 pounds. And he was just physically beating down opponents all week.
Now, what about, Tony, what about the Maryland kids? They had the left tackle, the corner, and the kicker. How did they look?
The left tackle, Jalen Duncan, was tremendous at left tackle, and I mean tremendous. He was probably just a couple of notches down from DeJuan Jones. The athleticism, the agility, the footwork off the edge. That's what you expect if you watch Jalen Duncan the past 3 years. I mean, he is a very athletic guy. The problem is when DeJuan Jones went out, they moved him to right tackle, and that's what they did all week, which was really good. They moved tackles to guards, they moved guards to centers, they moved centers to tackles. And when Jalen Duncan moved to right tackle, he got mauled. And the problem with Jalen Duncan is we know he's a great pass blocker, but he's a little bit soft run blocking, and that's what we saw. I still think if he checks out character-wise, I still think he helped himself because he was a pure left tackle. As far as the corner's concerned, Jacorian Bennett had his moments. I mean, showed the ability to stay with some of these receivers. Got beat a couple times, but also had a couple of nice plays. The Maryland kicker was solid. I mean, you know, the kicker's there. It's tough to really, as far as I'm concerned, unless you're a punter and you're kicking moonshots, it's really tough to get a grasp on the kickers because they don't rush them. There's no pressure on them. And you know, it's a clean kick for them.
Tony, I want to ask about a couple of the quarterbacks that are there. Max Duggan from TCU, the last time we saw him, it wasn't great at the national championship. How did he look to you out there?
Well, it wasn't great for Max Duggan or any of the quarterbacks at the Senior Bowl, to be honest with you. And I like Max Duggan. I mean, he's a good star. He had a terrific season. But, you know, you got what you thought you were going to get from Max Duggan. For every one good pass he made two passes that were kind of head-scratchers or were, you know, kind of all over the place. He's a physical talent with a next-level arm who really has got to learn to become a passer. He's got to improve his accuracy. He's got to improve his mechanics. So I don't think he came out of the week any worse for the wear. But, you know, he didn't do what a lot of quarterbacks do at the Senior Bowl, you know, enter the week and then come out of it with a 2 or 3 round improvement.
Now, Tony, in the past, you know, like when I was always at the Senior Bowl, I think I went to 20-some of them. Now, it was always packed. Like every coach was there. It was like a coaching convention, scouting convention. Didn't seem like there's that many. You know, remember how like in the pass rush drill, I mean, like it was like a circle of coaches and everybody around. It didn't seem like it. Are teams not sending coaches and stuff that much anymore?
Unfortunately, no. It's funny because this was my 23rd Senior Bowl. And I, like you, I go back to the days where the practice was at USM Wright and Fairhope High School.
Yep.
And literally the last day of practice or that third day of practice, I mean, it'd be 4 or 5 deep on the sidelines. And you would just walk around and you would see everybody. It's not like that anymore. I mean, in fact, there's more media people, I believe, than there are NFL people, which is probably why there's not a lot of NFL people there. And it's kind of strange in the sense that, like, you know, day 3 of practice was always the most heavily attended.
Yep.
Whereas now, day 3 of practice, everybody's getting out in the morning. They're not even staying for practice. I think because they come in for the interviews. The teams come in and do the interviews because the interviews are more relaxed and you can sometimes get more out of guys than you can in a combine interview. And then they got the game film. They can get the film, or not the game film, the practice film, I should say. They get the practice film, so, you know, why hang around for the week?
Wow, that because it looked like it, you know, and I used to love
going. And it's been getting worse and worse over the years because, you know, as I've said, it's gone from a scouting event, which it was when I first went there in 2000, 2001, 2002, to more of a media event.
Yeah.
And a media, you know, I can use a lot of adjectives, but you're going to have to bleep me out.
Hey, Tony, you know what? You know what I used to like it for, too, was I used to really like just kind of watching the smaller school guys to see how they, you know, reacted when they were playing against the big school guys. Like, for example, T.O., you know, I thought, you know, Tennessee Chattanooga, and when I was watching T.O. and all the drills and doing all that, T.O. didn't have a problem playing against the big school guys, and that's why we ended up drafting him.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because last year there was a kid by the name of Cole Strange from Tennessee Chattanooga who had a terrific week of Senior Bowl practice, was a surprise first-round pick by the New England Patriots, had a good year. This year, Tennessee Chattanooga sends another offensive lineman by the name of McClendon Curtis. He's an offensive guard. He's not as mobile as Cole Strange, but he's a big, thick guy. You look at him, and he looks like an NFL lineman. And he had a tremendous week at guard. Now, he was terrific. They even put him at tackling at a couple of reps. People had a tough time getting by him. McClendon Curtis is not going to be a first-round pick like his teammate or his former teammate Cole Strange was a year ago. But McClendon Curtis, you know, entered the week as a day three pick, and he may now end up, you know, in the late part of day two in the third round. And, you know, that's what you want to see. You want to see a guy be a small school guy, step up his game, and really be able to play, you know, with better talent. Or, and when he has a mistake, you know, be able to rebound from it and come up in the next rep and do a good job.
Tony, we know the Senior Bowl is down in Mobile, Alabama. Got to ask you about a couple of these Alabama Crimson Tide guys. We know they're known for their defensive linemen. Byron Young and DJ Dale are down there. How have they looked so far?
Young looked really strong. I mean, he's more of a gap occupier. Was tough to move off the point. Didn't make a lot of plays, but I think for the reasons he was down there, he showed that he could, you know, basically play in the two gap system and hold up the blocker or set the edge. DJ Dale was a little bit more athletic. Alabama guys really didn't make too many plays. There was not a lot of excitement about them, probably because they didn't play in the national title game. One of their guys who did well, Emil Ikior, who was an offensive lineman, was an offensive guard, took most of his snaps at center and did a terrific job until yesterday suffered what seemed was a significant injury because they had to basically walk him off the field or carry him off the field.
Hey, Tony, do you think Tommy Reese will be a good hire for Alabama as the OC?
Nick Saban seems to work magic with those guys. So, you know, they seem to elevate their game when they go to Alabama because they know it's going to, you know, catapult them to better things. So, you know, I'm kind of surprised that he didn't go back to the Adam Gase, dip back into Adam Gase to see if Gase wanted, because Gase was in the mix for that job with Bill O'Brien, and he made the best choice for Bill O'Brien. So, yeah, until Nick Saban proves otherwise, you got to imagine it's going to be, and I think Reese will be able to elevate his game.
Tony, great stuff. Really appreciate you making some time for us. Enjoy the rest of the time down there in Mobile, Alabama. We'll talk to you again later this offseason.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Tony.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.